Blog Talk Radio.
God has promised that there isn't anything that can separate us from his love?
Not anything?
Nothing.
Nada.
Zilch.
Wow, and God always keeps his promises. Hey, doesn't the Bible also say that God has great plans for each one of us?
That's right, Junior.
Well, I guess that sort of makes me one of his promises.
Alrighty, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We have was an introduction by our VeggieTale guys. Let's see. We are going to be doing a little bit of reading tonight here. This is Kelly with Birth Card. And what I need from our listeners, if you're in the queue to get a reading, I only use cards, and what I need is just a month and a day of your birth, and then we can kind of look at what issues are going on, you know, kind of what life is going to be like, hopefully, and see how things go. Let's see, some other announcements. We got to keep rolling here. Is we have a sister show called The Spiritual Learning Connection. It used to be The Psychic Learning Connection, and then we had a little name change because we realized that what we were doing there was not strictly psychic stuff. It fell into a much broader range of spiritual learning. And who we have over there at the moment is Jethro, is offering classes on angels, a little bit of meditation, how to use things. He does some toning. He's done a whole lot of things. And, of course, everything that we do over there is in archives just like it is here. It's like if there's, you know, a show that you want to listen to, it's like you can always go back and listen into the archives to hear some of the past things that have gone on. Pamela is on with us. She's on Psyche's Gone Wild on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock Eastern, but she also does a segment for us over on the Spiritual Learning Connection the same day, Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock p.m., and she is amazing with the guests that she has gotten. And her shows are so worth going to listen to in the archives. Also, it's like she really has a variety, and she's really got some names. Let's see, what was it? Last night's, just this week, it was a couple nights ago, Jethro had on Mari Best, and she also has a show, and we're working at getting Doreen Virtue over here, but Mari talks a little bit about having had Doreen on her show and so on and so forth, so we're kind of excited about that. It's kind of cool. Let's see what else goes on. On Mondays, let's see, Amy is on Spiritual Learning Connection on Mondays, and she just has a whole lot of different stuff. I know she does grief work, Woodist groups, works with hospice, that kind of stuff. A lot of practical advice there, and she's into working on her Reiki degrees. I know she's got degree 1 and 2. I'm not sure that she's got her mastery stuff yet, but she's got a lot of really positive stuff going there. And then on Wednesdays on Psyche's Gone Wild, we have Celeste, our mystical Celeste, and she does readings on Wednesdays for us. And then Thursday is Jethro hosts with Dina Flanagan, who is from Maine, and she does a lot of amazing things. And then, Fridays, I am not sure. I know, I'm trying to remember what day of the week this is. I believe this is Saturday, I think. Anyway. No, this is Sunday. I'm lost. Okay, yeah, that's right. Anyway, Amy was on with Jethro last night when they hosted Mari, and then I'm trying to remember who was on Friday. I want to say we had Don Milton or somebody. Anyway, he's had some very interesting guests over there, too. Let's see, who else? And we're working at getting people on Spiritual Learning Connection also. Like I say, it's kind of that work in progress moment. We usually have something going every day. So it's one of those things where if you just dial the number, and again, the number to Spiritual Learning Connection is 714-333-3354. And I'll repeat that again. It's 714-333-3354. 5-4, yes, there's an awful lot of threes there. And anytime you call that, the blog talk will come on and it'll tell you, I don't know if it tells you the hour, but it tells how many hours the show is going to be on, so you can look at your watch and do the math. And the same way with Psyche's Gone Wild, if there ever is time, you can't figure out where we're at, if you just pick up the phone and it's 773-897-6461 number, it tells you usually how many hours it is till the show is on, so. All right. Well, with all that being said, I want to thank our listeners here, and we're going to go to phone lines. Our first caller tonight here is area code 845. 845, you are on with us.
Hi, Kelly. It's Diana. Happy New
Hi.
Year. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Okay. What? I think I would get a reading from you. Glad to hear you. I haven't been on blog since before the holiday, so my birthday is, hope your holiday was nice, is April 24th.
April 24th. Okay, let's see. Let me try and scrounge for a piece of paper here. It's like normally I have paper with me because I usually need that because what I sometimes I get on air and I kind of go, mm-hmm. What was your name? Not the name, but what was your date again? It's like, April is the fourth month and it's April 24th. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, April 24th. End of April there. And you're out of the Aries energy and you're into that next one, which is the Taurus energy. And you are a Ten of Clubs. Oh, cool, with a King of Spades. Okay. Ten of Clubs and a King of Spades. Now, is there anything in particular you kind of want to look at or just kind of do a general one? Or, because what I can tell you right now is you're going to be looking at kind of the end of, because your personal birth year, runs from It's going to run from 2012 to 2013. So you're going to be in what I call the end of the energies, you know, type of times, because they all run for like 52 days. So you're going to be, it's not Neptune, you're probably going to be, let me look that up real quick. I'll just say at the, you know, at the end of the cycles. 24th, when did that start? Okay, yeah. You're right, because right now you're into the Uranus energy, and that started January 10th. It goes till March 3rd. And then March 3rd starts the Neptune time frame, and it will go until your birthday again. So do you just want to see kind of what's going up for those two and see what's happening there?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, you know. There's a lot going on right now.
You know, and you're not, I'll tell you what, honestly, you're not alone, because it just seems like ever since we've had that spiritual shift and, and you know, there's, you know, people, I mean, people have been calling the shows, you know, different ones, and just kind of going, you know, I really didn't give spirituality much of a thought until I don't know what happened. It's just all of a sudden it just got really weighed heavily on my mind type of thing. It's like when we're going, okay, wow. You know, a lot of that has to do with that, you know, that planetary alignment stuff. And I don't know if you'd heard about that, because I've mentioned it several times back in December. Planets align over Giza. Yeah, it's like that only happens like what, once every 2,737 years. I was like, wow. But there's a lot of talk that there were portals opened, you know, that kind of stuff. So we're getting, I'm not going to say hit, but it's like, you know, we're being exposed to, maybe that's a nicer word for it. We're being exposed to a lot of, a lot more energies, a lot more spiritual things happening. And the interesting thing was the three planets that there was, what was it? It was Mercury, Venus, and Saturn. And they were in the sign of Scorpio. So it was like secrets revealed. And it was like it was with communication, with love, and with lessons and karmic stuff. So we've, I think everybody's, you know, been getting a lot of stuff going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I took a trip down to Long Island, and I wound up really getting very sick. I wound up in the hospital twice, and just a lot of stuff. You know, an ending of a really long friendship I had. A new gentleman trying to re-enter my life, and it's just a lot. And I'm going into litigation. This is with an old employer, a lawsuit, and it's just a lot happening. And January's not even done yet.
Oh man, listen, I'm trying to think what was right before Uranus. Okay, and what I forgot to ask you is, what year on the planet is this for you? You're currently how old, and you're going to be. You're currently how old, and you're working on what's your next birthday?
I was born in 1961.
61. Okay, so we're looking at 50. What?
I'll
51?
Be 52.
You're 50. Okay, right. All righty. Okay, well, let's see. So this for this whole year. All right, your long range, and it's going to do the long range and stuff too, really quick. Your long range is, because it goes to the end of the year, is a Ten of Hearts. Your Pluto and Result cards, which are a pair, is a Jack of Hearts. Oh, there's some of that change. Is that Five of Spades? And then you've got an Environment card as the Six of Diamonds. There's some karmic stuff going on there. And your Displacement is the Queen of Clubs. And where you're at currently, and no wonder you just came out of Saturn. I see why, because what you were into before the Uranus period was your Saturn, and that was a lot of karmic stuff happens in Saturn, a lot of teaching things. Oh man, okay. And where you're at in Uranus right now is Nine of Hearts and a King of Diamonds. And then what you're going to be going into with that Neptune is going to be the diamonds. So nines are always about endings of some sort, or completions. Completions is a much nicer word. A lot of times, you know, a lot of times if we try to hang on to stuff when, you know, really the universe is kind of going, hey, you're done with it. If we try to hang on to it, it just causes a lot of grief. Okay, let's see. So that's looking like, and that's in the Uranus time period. Nine of Hearts is completion of some either major relationship, giving counseling or help to others. In the Uranus time frame, Unexpected circumstances can bring disappointments in work, in love, in romance, with friends during this period. Jealousy and scandal may occur at work, and good friends may seem hard to come by during this night of hearts during this period. Do not expect too much from others now. Any sort of humanitarian work for inspiration and healing. It's entirely possible that you've outgrown some of your friendships, and that now it's time to let them go. And then see those as completions and let them go willingly. You know, don't try to hang on to them if that's what is being called for by the situation, because new and better relationships are just around the corner. It's a really good influence for spiritual matters, learning new spiritual information, attending classes, you know, things like that. Keep in mind, okay, with that other card, being that King of Diamonds, we'll take a look at what that King of Diamonds has to say with you there. That's I'll say a stronger card, especially in the suits. And a lot of times they can, I won't say, kind of mitigate. They do kind of make it so things are easier to come by. Or if you do have challenges, it's not going to either A, be as bad, or B, it's like you're going to kind of come out on top and be the winner with this. The King of Diamonds represents a real estate broker or tycoon type of person who works hard for his money, hard for his success. He might also be successful either in computer or electronics. It might be somebody who earns money with psychic abilities. So that person could be a friend, although you might feel uncertain about their comings and goings. King of Diamonds also gives you a fair amount of business ability during this period for yourself. It could bring in some huge financial returns, especially if you're in one of the areas above either, you know, computer, electronics, psychic, real estate broker, you know, any of those kind of things. It's like, yeah, the potential for a good income. Men, especially older men with a diamond suit, and of course, it's hard. There's some days I wish, you know, people could just go around with their birthdays, you know, on their chest like a calling card and say, I'm A such and so, if I can go, oh, I know right where you're at. Okay, good. Would make it so easy. But gentlemen of the diamonds will seem to be unpredictable during this time period, and to a lesser extent, you know, for the entire year. So you just do best not to place too many expectations while they are that sort of influencing your life. So that's kind of how that's going to finish up. That's going to go, those are the energies that you're going to have with you kind of up through about March 3rd. And then starting in March 3rd, you're going to have that Neptunian energy coming in, and that's going to be the Three of Diamonds, and that will be with you for the, you know, finishing out of the year here. It'll bring worry over some money matters, and remember, this will be strongest felt, although it could be at any time during the year, from March until your next birthday. Worries over money matters, possibly connected with travel or distant interests. Indecision and confusion over financial matters can really dissipate or, you know, work at your energies, you know, so you kind of just feel like wore out. Vague fears and worry can interfere with your desire to achieve financial success. Also, miscommunications are a distinct possibility now, and clarity should really be stressed. It's best to postpone any important financial decisions until after that period. So anything that's happening, say from March 3rd until your birthday, it's like if there's decisions to be made, just kind of see if you can't put them off. Okay, because you'll be a lot better off if you do, put it that way. Let's kind of look and see on your overview. Long range, I mean, essentially this year the 10 of hearts energy for that long range. And it talks about success, recognition, and popularity coming to you this year, especially favorite activities, dealing with the public or large groups. That recognition will play an important role in your life, but it just depends on the other circumstances, you know, what else is going on in your life. If you're in a business where you want more exposure and recognition, it's an excellent indication, you know, that you're going to meet with great success in that area. It's one of the best cards for performers, you know, actors, whatever, because the Ten of Hearts indicates that large groups of people are favorably disposed towards you. In general, it's one of the best influences to have. It can overcome negative influences that might be present. You could even become famous if you got your picture up there on Hollywood board, whatever.
Well, it's kind of funny because the fellow that re-entered my life, he's a musician, and he's got a phenomenal voice, and I'm not working. And he said, well, maybe I can manage him, and I'm just fearful. I don't want to get. It's just like he's saying all the right things, but I'm not sure if I should get involved with him. I'm just scared. Yeah.
You know, this is where it's kind of saying, you know, be careful of some of the decisions, and it's like, and listen to your intuition. You know, because really and truly, that's what all these new energies are for and with is people learning about how to trust your own instinct. You know, and it's like if you've got stuff screaming at you, and it's like, you know, really and truly, if you're not sure about stuff, of course, my remedy is I pray about it and then I sleep on it. Because a lot of times when you drop something into your subconscious like that and you actively, you know, ask your angels and your guides and say, okay, you know, send me a dream or send me, you know, something, even if I don't remember the dream, help me wake up with the knowledge, you know, let's meet tonight here on, you know, whatever the astral plane, you know, level. And, you know, give me some good advice because I really need to know which direction I'm going. You know, tell me if this is going to be good, bad, or, you know, otherwise. And anytime I've done that, I usually have really vivid dreams. A lot of times I'll wake up like in the middle of the night with stuff and go either, or going, oh, that's good, you know. But then I go back to sleep and by morning I can't remember, which is, I need to get back in the habit of, you know, telling people, because I used to do this for a long time. It's like if you have just a notebook by the side of your bed, when you wake up, even if it looks like hen scratch in the morning, you know, grab the pen, grab whatever, and just, you know, just kind of scribble down, you know, jot down some ideas of what you think you're writing about what your dream was. Because a lot of times, you know, just a word or two or three will jog your memory enough to go, oh, yeah, it was kind of about this or about that, you know. But put it in there. Put it in your subconscious, you know, put it up there for your angels to kind of give you some guidance and stuff, and they will. They absolutely will. But if you've got some, you know, doubts and reservations, some niggles, it's like, you know, definitely listen to that because, I mean, the times that I haven't listened to my is the times that I really get myself in hot water, you know, and I think we all kind of do. It's like if we...
Well, I'm not really sure if I'm tripping over myself because he is a very, he seems to be a very loving, caring, you know, chivalrous man, and my husband will be gone 5 years next month, and I've dated nothing but frogs. And this guy...
Wow.
This guy came into my life, couple of years, like a year after my husband died, and I wasn't ready, and I, you know, met him again by accident, and he's been calling and very endearing and stuff, but I don't know if I'm afraid that this might be a real, you know, all-in kind of thing, if I'm actually afraid of that, or you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I do. It's like, yeah, I do recognize that it's kind of like, do I really want to do this again? Yeah. If you can find out what his birthday is, just out of, you know, I'll say kind of
May 15th.
It's what?
May 15th.
May 15th. Okay. You know what? Let me just take a look at that because he's also a Taurus then. That's four of diamonds and eight of hearts. Okay, let me look at that. Four of diamonds with the eight of hearts. Okay, and we'll comparison here. So we've got the diamond with the club. Okay. And let's see what that gives us here and what kind of connections you guys have. I'm going to look at it from how you are connected to him first. It's like, you know, because I'll deal with the present person first here. Let's see. And the way you are seeing him, and that's that four of diamonds. Okay. Oh, that's probably why you're feeling a little reservation there. Your first connection is actually Uranus. Uranus in the reverse. And Uranus is the planet of, you know, unexpected things. So somebody who has your Uranus card and you have that, the very first connection is a Uranus connection, it's like an Aquarius person. They're like that double lightning bolt, and you just kind of don't exactly know what to think of them. You know, really, really nice person, but it's like, okay. Your next connection is in Neptune, and that's one that's a spiritual connection. So you've had a
spiritual. I mean, he's the first guy that, like, you know, he'll say to me, you know, if you don't have God in your life, you have nothing. I mean, it's not like all the... you know, he does have faith, and he's, you know, he talked about that and stuff, but maybe it's a trust issue for me or an intimacy thing that I just don't want to get hurt again. And is this guy really, really, really for real, you know?
Yeah. And how long has he been, how long has he come back into your life for? How long has it been?
He came in, it was a party that they had at the firehouse. He came in, and he actually was on a date. It was early December. December, and he heard that I got sick on Long Island. He called. He offered to drive down. He offered to come down with a friend and drive my car home because I was so sick. I couldn't drive home. I had the flu. It turned into pneumonia. So, you know, here's this guy who had offered, like, to do these wonderful things that jerks that I had dated for months didn't even, you know.
Thought
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's been a good solid December, January. So it's been about 7 weeks since he's really been present. I mean, it's like aside from the time that shortly after your husband died, it's like, you know, you kind of met him or whatever, but it's like this most recent is, it's been about 6 or 7 weeks. Okay. Let's see. Let's look on here. Neptune is your second connection with him. Neptune can be that that time, you know, really of the idealism. You know, it's like you look like, you know, you found your idealistic person, this and that and the other. The fact that it's Neptune in the spiritual, as you know, speaks to the fact that you guys had some time before. You know, so there's some things you guys need to finish up. Your third connection is Pluto, and that's also in the spiritual, which is spiritual connection, which is a time, you know, talks about a time before. So you're coming into balance of scales. Now your fourth connection is Venus. So it's like there's some very, very loving energy there. And then you've also got a Mars connection, again, in the spiritual, which means that, you know, you guys, that one I'm most familiar with, you guys could have been like either in competition or you could have been like, you know, something like Warrior at Arms, something like that. But there's some definite things in all three of those places that, you know, you've got at least, you know, three spiritual connections, you know, from past times. Overall, the attractive, the way you see him, and it's a scale of like, it's a 20 scale. It's like 10 above, you know, think of a thermometer. You got the zero, and then you got like 10 degrees above and 10 degrees below. Okay, you're into the positive 4 with attraction, which is really good. The intensity, which means how much you guys would conflict overall in a relationship, is only a 2, which is not bad. That's pretty low. It's pretty close to 0. Your overall compatibility is a 2. I'm going to say that's not bad because the person who was my, you know, spiritual soulmate, whatever you want to call it, his and my compatibility in this system was only a 2. And it's like we were highly, if that was a 2, it's like, man, I can't wait to see what a 10 would be, you know?
Right.
But, you know, that's, well, there's a lot of positives there. You know, there's a lot of really good things. And the fact that you guys I'll say some unfinished business, you know, from prior times would definitely be something worth looking at. And the way he sees you, I'm going to look at this. I'm going to flip it around here a little bit. Now, again, okay, the first connection he has with you is that Uranus. You guys both have that Uranus energy there. So it's just kind of, it's, you know, and it's kind of neat because Uranian energy is also friendships. It's like, you know, you like to be best friends with a person before you go places. And it's like, and that's a good place to be because you really want to marry your best friend. The second connection there is, again, that's the Neptune in the spiritual. That's awesome. And then you've got the Pluto. The third connection is the Pluto in the spiritual. Then the fourth connection, the way he sees it, is a mutual Jupiter, which is when you guys get together type of thing, really awesomely good things can happen. And then that fifth connection, again, is the Mars. Now, he's also attracted to you at about level 4. And so he's a 4 positive. And the intensity for him, again, is a 2. Now, the overall compatibility is a 0, but that's, again, you know, that's not bad because that's balanced right in the middle of that. So there's still, you know, plenty of compatibility there. You know, and if he's, you know, it's like, so you're having, you know, the way he's seeing it is like, it's a good balance. So I'm just going to say, you know, give him a chance. Just, you know, don't shut the door on him because this sounds like, you know, this could be a really, really good guy. And especially, you know, where someone who's come in, you know, when you were, like I say, when you weren't quite ready, you know, so soon after your husband had died, it's like, you know, that's, I really understand that when I do. It's like, that's part of the reason I'm still not married again either. It's like, it takes a while to grieve that loss.
I know, but I think it's just maybe it's my fear of trust with intimacy or whatever, but he's very intense. He's very intense. And I know he adores me, and he verbalizes that, and he's in Myrtle Beach right now, and, you know, I'm going to be seeing him next week sometime, but we've been talking almost every day, and
cool.
For him, it's scary to me because it seems like he's like, I want you to be my girlfriend, and I will take care of you, and I will, you know, worship you,
he's
and
so
do
cool.
do everything and treat you as an equal. And, like, I'm like, really? You know, but he has trust issues, serious trust issues, because he got burnt by two bad relationships. And so did I. So maybe those are the issues that
I was going to say, it sounds like you guys are both, you know, have both gone, you know, been through some wars there, and it's like, it's not all bad because you guys both, you know, kind of are, I don't know, yeah, I know, it's like, you know, once burned, twice shy, but I will say that four of diamonds people, I mean, he wants stability, and he's a four of diamonds Taurus on top of it. It's like, think of Taurus bull, you know, they got four legs under him, but somebody who's also a four of diamonds person, they want stability. And I'll tell you, the four with the financial, He will exactly be that. He will be a really good provider, especially as that Taurus person. It's like, you know, you won't have to have any fears, you know, with not being provided for. So it's like, if that's one of them, you can totally let that one go. He's got a lot of charm about him too. That's that eight of hearts.
Oh, yeah, he has a lot of charisma. I mean, he's an entertainer. I mean, he has phenomenal voice.
Cool.
You know, but, you know, like I said, I guess he's coming from fear of trust, and he said, I'm a one-woman man, and I want to know that the person I'm with is only with me, you know?
Right.
I just, you know, and I maybe it's touching on things that I had in my marriage that my husband was just, you know, a bit jealous, and I just said, do I want this again, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. My girlfriend says just give him a chance, and if it doesn't work, you just say bye.
Yeah. I was going to say give him a chance. Give him a go because, you know, and the biggest thing is going to be for you guys because you're both Taurus, okay? So just remember that. It's like, you know, you don't want to be too bold butt in the head. It's like, you know, it's much better if you guys are both in the same yoke working together in the plow. It's like, and you do have that potential. So it's like, don't butt heads on stuff, but it's like with that Martian energy, I'll say take that out for a walk. You know, if you're not a real physical person, go for a walk in the park, though. You know, it's like that's the Mars energy is good for jogging, swimming, biking, you know, all that kind of stuff. Take that energy for a walk. Do things together. You know, really be companionable because I think that's really what he's looking for is he's looking for someone, you know, exactly that he can trust and be, you know, a companion with. Especially in the music industry, it's like there's a lot of cheating. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it's like that's not what he wants. It's like Taurus tend to be very, they tend to be very one way. Also, they really want the person, you know, to be the one and only, and that's pretty much it. And it's like they don't want to have to worry, you know, about what they're coming home to or whatever. So it's like, yeah, I'm sure you know you guys have both been in that, but I agree. I agree with your friend. It's like give him a shot. You know, don't cut him off at the knees. Because I think this could be a very, you might be very pleasantly surprised at the way this works out, but communication is going to be big. And right now until the 30th of January, we've got Jupiter in retrograde, okay? And that's been part of the energy that's really been making everybody go goofy because having that big outer planet that's our blessing planet, it's like our blessings are in reverse. It's like we're trying to get to our blessings and we're going, you know, one step forward and two steps back, you know, type of thing.
Right.
So, you know, just kind of, I'll just say kind of keep it cash and, you know, see what starts happening after, you know, January 31st, February 1st, something like that, because by that time, you know, Jupiter's last day in retrograde is on the 30th. So by the 31st and 1st, it's like it'll be turned around and going forwards again. And this might be an awesome time to have a really good blessing of a relationship with both of you guys in your life.
Well, I will let you know, Kelly, how it works out, because I'm going to see him, I think it's February 6th or 7th.
Awesome. Okay. Oh, it'll be passed. I'll let Goofy time this. That's great. Okay.
Yeah, just relax
and enjoy it. I mean, it's like, you know, that's there's a lot of really positive things to be said about Taurus guys, and it's like I just got to realizing it's like he's the same birthday as my.
It's just so chillous. I mean, he heard what happened to me. He also heard, you know, my phone broke. So he offered to send me a phone. Then he has a spare one. My computer broke. So his nephew has a computer. I mean, he's made all these offers, but I'm not accepting gifts right now because I don't think that's a good thing, you know.
If it's a way for him to keep in touch with you, it's like, you know, if it's something small. Don't turn down.
And he just said these simple things, and I just don't want to be played by a player again. He's like, you know, he's talking about, you know, very open about our past, you know, what happened with and what made us to be untrusting. And he was just like, Diana, I just want a good woman. I would send you flowers every day. He said, I just think that you are just phenomenal. And I'm thinking,
take that and go with that. Take that at face value. Go with that, because honestly, my brother is a Taurus. Actually, it took me a minute or two. I was like sitting there going, why does May 15th sound so familiar? It's like it's because that's the day that my brother was born. Also, I'm like going, no, really, Taurus wants. You know, they absolutely just they want the wife to come home too for home and hearth. They do. It's like that's what's looking for, that stability. But anyway, I got a couple other folks. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Kelly. God bless you, and I'll let you know how it works out. Thanks, Kelly.
Okay, you betcha. Hey, say hi to Rita. It's like I haven't managed to talk to her forever.
Well, Rita and I haven't spoken, so we had a pulling out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the sadness over the holidays, so.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, keep in touch, and let me know how it goes with you, new fella. Like, I think there's some promising stuff there.
I know. But that's totally up to her, you know?
I say you new guys, like, you know, give your new guy a chance. I think there's some very promising stuff there.
I will.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to you again. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks
for calling in.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bye-bye. All righty. And thank you guys for hanging in there. All right. Our next person of us here is area code 209. 209, you're on with us.
Hi, my name is Pamela.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Pamela?
Good. I just had a question. I've got, I've taken like a second job at night taking care of an elderly woman.
Okay.
And I'm just not sure if it's timing or if I'm just, you know, need to just definitely go through it. So I just wondered if you saw anything.
Okay, let me take a look here real quick. And what I do is I do cards, and what I need is just I need a month and a day, so I can have a look at this. Month you're born, day you're born.
July 19th.
July 19th, Cancer. Okay, 9 of clubs with that Jack of Hearts. Okay. Okay, man. Your life has felt like graduation every day. You're here really to complete things and see what that's. It's called the Universal Knowledge card. It's card of expanded consciousness. You experience revelations about life and the truth behind what's going on here on Earth that few other cards do. And it comes from time to time when you release your attachment to some of your preconceived ideas and notions. It can be a card of negative thinking, and anybody with that birth card, you got to let go of a lot of negative mental patterns that accumulated from either, you know, past lives, past experiences in this life, if you're to really access that inherent power with your card. There's lots of succeed in letting go, and many who reach the very heights of recognition through your work of giving knowledge to the world. Let's see, you've got a Queen of Hearts Karma cards and a Two of Hearts in Venus. You really are looking for a relationship, okay? If your romantic side is allowed to dominate, you're going to waste a lot of time that you could otherwise elevate you to great accomplishments. You're here to end a major cycle in your soul development, a completion that really should give you this wealth of knowledge to the world. You've got some debts to be paid, especially to people who are Queen of Hearts birth card and to your own families, but once those are you know, kind of squared up in the balance, you can proceed with what they call the cosmic task of enlightening the world. Financially, you do well in your own business. So if there's some way you can find to be in business for yourself, you know, work towards that. As long as you don't let the pursuit of money spoil your spiritual values, you're often assisted in your business and financial goals by successful diamond-suited business people. Some of your life challenges revolve around honesty and integrity, and you're often involved with others who are not so high in those areas, which can have a tendency to pull you down. So kind of like that bad association, spoil useful habits, don't let that happen. You're really here to focus on your mental power and stick to a philosophy that's going to guide you through the ups and downs of life. And in terms of, okay, and then that other card, that Jack of Hearts, is also called the Christ card. It's that the idea of being willing to, you know, sacrifice yourself and that kind of stuff for other people. So I would say that, and you said it was like a nursing home, is that what it was? What that was?
Yeah, it's just taking an elderly woman 2 nights a week, an extra money, and I just want to enjoy it.
Okay, you kind of. I'm not sure what it is. What's going on with the phone? It's like I'm catching about every other word. I'm not sure. Can you tell me that again, please?
It's for an elderly woman.
Okay, for an elderly. Oh, kind of like hospice, like in-home health care?
Yeah, overnight.
Okay. Oh, there's a really positive feeling with that.
Okay, good. Okay.
It feels good to me. It's like the question, how does it feel to you? It's like, because there was really, it was like a bing. It's like, wow, okay, that sounds like you could really do some very positive things there.
Okay. Then I think it's just my own negative getting in the way.
Sometimes it's our own stuff where we tend to shoot ourselves in the foot. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, because I was doing some training and I really loved it. But it's just like it's at 9 at night and I'm such an early bird. Like I go to bed like at 8. So I'm just thinking, oh my God, I got to stay up till 9. And then I got to try and get through it. But it's just a couple nights a week and I do think it'll be really positive. So, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you.
You betcha. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All righty, and I should say, do call back and let us know how that goes, because we always like to hear that. Okay, and our next caller here is area code 610. 610, you are on. Hello? Area code 610, do we have you? Okay, sometimes people get muted, not sure how that goes. Okay, area code 610? Okay, not quite sure what's going on there, and we'll have to, I'll just say I'll put you back on hold there for a minute or two and see what's going on. Okay, area code 610, if you can hear me, I'm going to say we can't hear you, and sometimes if you just check your phone, sometimes people accidentally mute themselves, or sometimes they don't purposely mute themselves and just and walk off on the phone or take another phone call, so. Anyway, okay. Well, we still got a few minutes here. And, oh, golly. Let me see if I can get our schedule straight for this week. This is Sunday night, so tomorrow, Monday on Psychics Gone Wild, we are going to have Jethro. Jethro is on Mondays, okay, and he is going to have, let me get names right here, I believe it's Janine. I know it's a J lady. I also know she's from England. She's got a really cool accent. And I believe they're going to be on, I want to say, 3 o'clock p.m. And I should have written all the stuff down, and I didn't do that. I thought I did write it down someplace else, and I can't find that little scrap of paper I wrote everything on. But I believe Jethro and Janine are going to be on at 3 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. So make an adjustment accordingly across your time zones. And she is just a really phenomenal and cool person. It's like, that'll be a really good show. And then tomorrow evening, that's the 773-897-6461 for Psyche's Gone Wild. And then our sister show is Spiritual Learning Connection. And that's going to be our awesome Amy on Monday night. And I believe she is, the last I saw, she was scheduled for 8 o'clock Eastern time, so we can tune in with her and see what she is going to be talking about tomorrow night. And that's a different number. It is a different show. It's 714-333-3354. Let's see, and that's Mondays. Now, Tuesdays is nice because it's Pamela on both days. And she will be on Psychic Call Wild at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And I get the fun of hosting with her because she is just a real kick to host with. And then she will, and that's the 773 number. And then at 8 o'clock, she has a guest on, and I show with the bat ahead of time, but I know she's got a guest. And the number again for that show is 714-333-3354, and it's at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Then we go to Wednesday, and Wednesdays with Psychics Gone Wild is Celeste, or Mystic Celeste, and I believe that is at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time again, and that's the 773, so she'll be doing readings there on Wednesday night. And then Wednesday on Spiritual Learning Connection is Jethro, and he is doing phenomenal angel classes, so make sure you tune in with that and see what's going on. Always remember, with all of our shows, we have archives. So if you miss a time, you know, or we're on a time that you can't be on, go ahead and look for us in archives because we are there, and it's a great source of learning and knowledge. And Jethro does a lot of things besides just angel stuff. He does meditation. I know he does toning. He does all kinds of really cool stuff. Let's see. And then we go to Thursday. Thursday is Jethro hosting with Dina Flanagan. And they have a riotous time on Thursday nights. And I believe, again, that's at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then Thursdays for the moment, as far as I know for this week, I'm on, but we're working on getting Dina on. So she is going to have a time spot on Spiritual Learning Connection also. And then wherever the cards shuffle out to, it's like I'm kind of the floater, and it's like I'll take what days that other people don't. So I've been doing on the Spiritual Learning Connection, I've been doing the Great Braden, what I'll call series. I've been doing Isaiah Effect and Prophecies and Last Night Prayer and all kinds of good stuff. And I found a couple brand new books that he's got out. So the Divine Matrix, and so there's some other stuff. So maybe reading some stuff on that. And I also found a really cool series of books by a gentleman called Masaru Emoto. It's Masaru Emoto, and it's called Hidden Messages in Water. And this gentleman, he is Japanese. He does not speak any American, but he took pictures of crystals of water that had been exposed to vibrations, like people would speak to it, you know, say the word love or say the word thank you or say the word hate or say the word, you know, you fool, or, you know, different types of stuff, and then photograph what the crystallization in the water looked like. And it was just amazing, really, really amazing. I'm trying to figure out some way to get some of these photos, you know, so we can put them up there and then show them during the show. It's like it would be really cool. So that's what's going to come up after we're done with the Greg Braden series. And then on Friday, we have Jethro, and he has always got amazing guests. This past Friday, he had Mari Best on, and I'm losing my days. No, this is Sunday. Okay, that was last night. Maybe that was Saturday. Jethro hosts anyway on Fridays and Saturdays, and Friday and Saturday, we're also kind of shuffling around a little bit with that Spiritual Learning Connection, and we're going to see who we have on for Fridays and Saturdays. So that's kind of our weekly lineup. And let's see here if I can get area code 610, if I can get them on with me at 610. Are you on with us yet? Okay, area code 610 either is muted or they're just coming in. One together. Oh, yep, there we go. We got somebody live. Hello, there we go. Hello. We got you. Can you hear us now?
Yes, no, I can. Thank you for taking my call.
Say that again.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm gonna say I tried you earlier, and you must have had us on mute or something. We just had silence there. About 3 minutes, but that's okay. Okay, what I do is I do birth card readings, and if I can just have your month and day of birth, I can at least tell you what your cards are, and then if I got any time, that's like I'll see if I can answer a real quick question.
Okay, it's February 15th.
February 15th, an Aquarius person, so you are coming up here soon. Cool. mine is the 7th, so I'm in the same boat as you. It's coming up soon. You are, oh, awesome. All right. You are a 10 of diamonds. That's called the blessed card. And your planetary ruler is a 3 of clubs. What I will ask real quick is that normally I just, you know, I'll just kind of do the general reading, but did you have anything specific that you want to know, or you just kind of want to know general reading?
Well, actually,
okay.
I wanted to know about career, you know, about where I stand in my present position, just because two things are going on. One, I'm closing on a home that I'll be buying on the 15th, of which happens to be my birthday.
Wow.
Closing. So I didn't. Well, I didn't really plan it.
Happy anniversary! Happy birthday, huh?
Yeah, that's some gift. I will say, right? That is some gift. Anyways, yeah, a gift that I'm giving myself.
Yeah, there you
anyways,
go.
Yeah, but there was. I work in the technology field, and I've been there close to 2 years at my job. I like it so far. But you know, this weekend, you know, we have something, a launch that really didn't go very well, and. It was not only, I would say, my fault, quote-unquote, but it's a lot of fast things that happen. And like I said, we've been walking through these issues. Nonetheless, I mean, we're our team, and we all agree that, you know, we would always help out each other. And I've been working nonstop all this weekend, and I'm still working on our trip and stuff. You know, basically, I just want to see, you know, where I stand, if you're picking up anything. You know, like I said, I'm very hardworking, but I'm just concerned about, you know, my stability there, you know, since I'm buying a home now.
Right, exactly. Okay. Okay, let me, boy, this is going to take me a little longer. We got, she announced for me we got 90 seconds here. So what I'm going to say is go ahead and, even if we get kicked off air here, go ahead and hang on and I'll see what I can finish up for you, okay?
Okay.
Let's. Lovely, 60 seconds. Okay, that's fine. All righty. And how old are you this year? What birthday is this year?
I'm going to be 43.
43. Okay, so right now you're 42, so we're looking at that 42nd year. Okay, this is a year of new beginnings, and you are in the Neptune. Okay, Neptune period. Where you're at right now, you've got a 9 of spades in your Neptune time frame. So it's like there's... it's really interesting because it means there's, it may not be a physical death, but it's like a lot of times the 9s come in and tell us that there's going to be a completion of something, okay? So you know, there's going to be a completion, and it might very well be of work. It might be a completion. 10 seconds. Okay, that's right. It might be, you know, a completion in your work, and it's like what it talks about is being a loss of job or poor health or death or major ending of some component of our lifestyle. In the Neptune time frame, it can bring either an illness or an accident related to, you know, water, drugs, alcohol, traveling, something like that. But this, whatever you said this incident was, happened at work, this sounds like you're exactly where you are. It could be a disappointment related to a trip or distant affairs, but the possibility of either this hidden illness or disappointment is also present with that job. Any association with travel, anything like that is going to be disappointing, but it can represent a great fulfillment if you're involved in helping others in humanitarian kind of work. It's entirely possible that a long-time cherished dream or occupation of yours could come to an end or be lost during this period. It could be something that you have been worrying about losing from time to time this year, and if so, don't be afraid or disappointed. This ending is actually the best thing for you and everyone else in your life. So if you let it go, many new and better things are going to come to replace it. So even if, what I'm going to say is, even if you do lose a job, because that's, you know, that's actually really and truly what this is pointing to, is that there may be, you know, that loss and that change. But on the flip side, you know, you're the blessed, I'll just say you're the blessed card. Even if you have, you know, even if you have that experience of losing this job, there's indications there that something new and much better is going to be come along and to take that place. And what it shows really with the start of your new year, it's like on February 15th, your cards are going to be, you have a king of diamonds and you have a king of spades. And this is really one of those time frames where you know, they're giving you that to where you'll be able to literally start anew. It's like if you want to start into your own business, if you want to start, you know, a new job or whatever. But I will say that that King of Spades really favors being in business for yourself. So I'm just going to say, don't be afraid for the job loss. It'll be, you know, because things will work out okay. It's like, you know, I mean, you can't sit around.
What you're
like
saying is that
I'm
going to look. They're going to let me go here at this job.
I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say that's one of the possibilities. You know, there's lots of possibilities. That's one of the possibilities. Okay. But what
do you see this happening like this week or next week?
I don't really see that. I mean, I don't do time frames well at all. All I'm saying is just that if this is one of those if then things, if they let you go, it'll be okay because there's going to come a better job to replace it. Okay. If they don't fire you, that's fine. It's like if you stay on the same job, it'll be better, it'll be stronger, it'll be good. Okay, if you get things worked out, that's great, you know, and it's like, and you'll just continue on, and that'll be fine. If it is that they do let you go on this one, just be assured, you know, get your resume together, and you will have something else, literally, something else will come your way. So it's like either direction, whether you keep this job or whether you are finding a new one, things are going to work out, okay? I mean, that's
I wish I would have known that because I would have not bought this house, you know what I mean? You know.
Don't worry about it. Really and truly, don't worry about it. What I am gonna. Oh. Okay. Well, she hung up. All righty. Well, that is a wrap for the night, and we are off air. So I will bid you all good evening, and we'll see you again on Psychics Come Along.